Songs help you. Amen. Something about it just helps your heart. I needed that, and I appreciate God doing it. I'm going to say a few things tonight from the Word of God. Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, we know that. The Holy Ghost came, filled them. God's man preached. God did some work in them that came, saved sinners. Verse number 36 says, therefore, that all the house of Israel know it surely that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words, he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this utterward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. I don't know how I'm going to put this together tonight, what God speaks. God's church is a living organism. It's made up of born-again people. People that have experienced the new birth through the working of the Holy Spirit, through the cross of Calvary, through the blood that was shed to be applied, thank God, on the mercy seat into the sinner's heart, and made us one in Christ. Christ said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is not a building, it's a people that he set aside for one purpose. And that purpose was to glorify him and carry on that what he started. It never will end. Amen. We'll praise him throughout eternity. It will end in time here, but not over there. We have that hope tonight, thank God, with all the saints and citizens of the household of God, that we're no more pilgrims and strangers, but we're citizens of another country. And here at this scripture tonight, in this text here, they couldn't have preached unless the Holy Ghost filled them and gave them the power to preach. I don't know what language they preached in that day. I just know everybody heard them speak in their own language. I do know that on that day, the Bible said that they were confronted with the death of Christ, that they were guilty of sin. They was guilty of hanging him to a tree. They were the guilty party. Everyone that was there and everyone that's here tonight stands guilty before God in the death of Christ. Amen. But here on that day, the Holy Ghost pricked them in their heart. We know before ever any conversion, there's always the holy dealings of God with the spiritual conviction that draws a man to repentance and faith in Christ. And they asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? And they said, you've got to repent. Now in that particular word, where that word repent means, he's preaching the Jews here. And of course, repentance simply means, thank God, a change of mind in who you say and that man whom you crucified is. He is the Christ of glory. He is the Lord. He is the Messiah. Now upon this repentance that you make in your own, in how you think, amen, and you're sorrowful for the sin that you did in committing this crime against the God of heaven, that you're an offender of God, that you not only repent by who you say he is, you have repentance in your heart toward God for the sin that you committed and that you live in, to the place that you're an unbeliever, and you need to turn to God from idols. You need to turn to God from sin. Amen. You'll not be able to confess all sins, but you will turn from the sin that's condemning you. You'll turn. Amen. That means it's a complete turn to God under the drawing power and the gift of God through repentance is the Holy Ghost work. Amen. No man repents unless God grants him repentance. Amen. Acts 11:18 tells you that. They granted him repentance unto life. I'm talking about the Gentile people, which was the New Testament church. And also remember this. Paul was a Gentile. He was a Jew, but he was a Gentile church builder. Amen. He came, thank God, he's the only one that really, if you read the Bible, amen, he's the one that got in depth more about the church. And he got in more depth about the coming of the Lord. Amen. He told the Thessalonican believers, the sorrow not as ye others which have no hope. He said, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Them that's dead in Christ, God's going to bring with him. Amen. He said, don't be sorrowful about that. Thank God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be at the Lord. And so we got that promise tonight. And so he preaches here to these men. And he tells them, repent, says to be baptized. Amen. I'm preaching on this tonight. Thank God about baptism. I reckon I don't know the title of the message. It really don't have to have one. Amen. Jesus never said, I'm preaching today on this title. I like titles. It helps people to remember. But the title of this message, thank God, is God's Word. Amen. God set it up before the world began. There's a church. Amen. There's a lamb slain before, thank God, the world began. In time, it happened. But it was already in the mind of God complete. I don't understand all that, but it's Bible. Amen. I'm not going to throw verses of Scripture out. That's because I can't understand everything about it. But I do know that he had in his mind and in his son, thank God, a church. And this is what he said. He said, I'm going to leave, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to bring the Holy Ghost. He's going to come on the day of Pentecost, fill people. Thank God, and I'm going to build my church upon the rock of Christ. Amen. I'm going to have people, amen, who are dirty, low-down sinners. Thank God, get on the gospel priest, drawn by the Spirit, birthed in the family of God, and put them in the church. Thank God, that's my family, amen. Now, one writer said this today, and I like it. He said there was no such thing as unbaptized believers. Everybody got saved, got baptized. Every one of them. Here in Acts, he said, and them people that gladly received the word. They gladly received the word. That's how anybody gets saved. God's got to give you gladness over it. You get sorrow first, amen. Sorrow is Holy Ghost conviction to show you're lost and you need Jesus Christ. Amen. That's sorrow when you get pricked in the heart because they got to cry unto these men, what shall I do? But there's gladness, thank God, to hear the gospel. The gospel is good news. That's what it does mean. It means this is good news of sinners that's condemned, lost, and going to hell. Amen. And through the gospel preached to my heart, I can't get over the fact that God used a preacher with Scripture and told me what God said in the Holy Ghost. Thank God fell on good ground, thank God, with the Word, and brought me in the family of God. How amazing that is. Thank God that I'm here preaching the gospel, the Word of God. Amen. That was done by God. Amen. It couldn't have been done by nothing else. It had to be done by the truth of the Word of God that God used through the preaching to draw me to repentance and save me. I can't get over it tonight. That God does it that way, friend. I can't tell you how. I just told you, praise God, He done it. Amen. How's a man? Thank God. Amen. I love good singing, don't you? I mean, praise God for the singing today. If God didn't save by the foolishness of singing, He'll save sinners. He said the foolishness of preaching saved sinners. And you know, here's the thing. When you got saved, when God saved you, He used the Word. He had to enlighten you. He had to bring the word to you to save you. You didn't have no light. The God shined the light. Amen. You was in darkness. You was ignorant. You was blind by the God of this world. And the light shined in darkness like it did in the book of Genesis. God had to do it. Amazing, isn't it? I mean, just take a verse of scripture and interpret it. Hey, God, he said, God so loved the world. Well, I'm the world. I'm in the world. Hey, God, are the people of the world. And he gave his only begotten Son. Hey, God, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Just upon the word of God, had got in a man's heart, whatever the scripture was, if you ever remember it, thank God it was enough. Amen, it was enough. It was enough. It was enough seed, thank God, to bring a birth in your life. Amen. Thank God. Amen. 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 What did Peter do when he got to Cornelius? He preached the word. Holy Ghost fell on him. He got saved. So they that gladly received the word was baptized. Baptized by immersion. That means that they was put under. He said we're buried with him in baptism. You don't sprinkle dirt on somebody to bury them. You don't pour it on them neither. You put them under. Isn't that right? If you look up the word baptism, it's baptizo in the script, in the meaning, and it means to be fully wet. Why did John go to the Anon to baptize? Because there was much water there. Amen. I mean, I don't have to prove this fact tonight that baptism is believer's baptism. It's not just anybody gets baptized. Amen. It's got to be a believer to get baptized. The young man that's coming to baptism tonight being baptized upon his profession to a local assembly. God that agreed to the fact that he had a scriptural conversion. Amen. That he testified what the Holy Ghost done in his heart. And you all agreed to what he said was right. Amen. Hey, God's friend. The Holy Ghost is the only witness anyhow. And he's the only one who can tell something. That's why he said you'll not be a witness until the power comes on you. Amen. That's right. You can't testify. The power ain't on you. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me. What's the witness? What Christ did. Amen. The Holy Spirit don't speak of himself. Speaks of Jesus. Amen. Somebody go around and talk about the Holy Spirit more than do Jesus. They got a off-center. That's right. The centerpiece of the gospel is Christ because he is the gospel. He's the preeminent one. In him all things consist. He's the Godhead. Thank God. He is fully the Godhead. Amen. And you would say, I'd like to see God. Look at him. Thank God. He said, hell, you've seen me. You've seen the Father. Everything about him's life. Thank God. It testifies of the Father. He said, I and my Father are one. The Holy Ghost come to point people to Christ. Amen. That was his purpose. He'd come into the world. Thank God. To point sinners to Christ. After they born by his Spirit. Thank God. They have and dwell in Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. He said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, according to Bible doctrine, we believe, according to what we just read here in the beginning of this church at Jerusalem, it wasn't a universal church. It was a local church in Jerusalem. And that local church had a pastor. That local church had deacons. Yeah. They had members that were saved. In fact, you can't add to something if it's not there.
Right.
So he added unto the church daily. I want you to get this. Now, this thing ain't like joining anything. This is joining up with God. Now, you already joined to Christ through the new birth. You joined to the church, according to Scripture here, when they received the word gladly and were baptized, it says it, and then the Lord added unto them 3,000. Why would you want to be a member? You ought to be a member of the church. You say, how? Just come forward and give your testimony. If you're born again, if you're not born again, you got to get saved first. He don't just, God, we ain't in the proselyting business trying to get people just to join the church. Let's say we got so many people on the roll. But we are, thank God, believing God that, hey, when a man gets saved and praise God, he believes that's where God wants him, then he ought to join. Amen. I told my mama, you know, I've said this for her first day to have my wife. I think it's about maybe the third day after I found out she really liked me. I said, I'm going to marry that girl. She said, well, you don't even know her. I said, well, who am I going to marry? It didn't take me long to know where I ought to be. Amen. Some people come to church for years after year and won't join the church. You say you're getting on me preaching? No, I'm loving you. There's benefits, thank God, of being in the church. Amen. You say, I'm in the church, are you?
Yeah.
You in the body of believers? Now, if you want to go Catholic on me, that'll be all right if you want to. Catholic means universal. Ain't that what it means, Brother Denny? I mean, Brother Denny, he's a sharp scholar on this stuff. He studies it out. Don't shake your head. You know you are, don't you? Catholic means universal. Ain't that right, Brother Joe? You come out of Catholicism. Amen. I don't know how deep you were in it, but you was in, any bit of it's a false doctrine. That's right. But here's the thing. If you believe in a universal church, who's your universal pastor? Who did God give the church? He gave to the church local. I'm not the pastor of this church down here.
That's right.
If I'm a universal pastor, then I need to go down there and tell that blue church, thank God, what I think.
That's right. You be
pope. That's right. That's what it is, isn't it? The Pope, that's popery.
Yeah.
You say, what is the church? Local. My, there's several. We're not the only local church, but we are a New Testament local church.
Amen.
That's right, isn't it? The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, and then that were gladly received the word and were baptized. Amen. Thank God I joined Sam's Club. Y'all know that? I told you I wasn't a member to nothing but my wife in the church, but I did join Sam's Club. I had to pay to join that. This has already been paid for. I mean, I got the card to prove it. I got my picture on it. You know what? Isn't it sad that people will be a member of a club instead of the church? They join the Mooses, the Gooses, whatever they can find. Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Huh? Isn't that right? But they won't join the church. You say, well, the church has got fault. Yeah, they do. You here. I'm here too, buddy. I got more than you do. I guarantee you that. I'm my worst enemy. There ain't nobody worse on me than myself. I mean, I'm terrible. I'm just telling you the truth. I mean, I ain't gonna build myself up. Amen. The only good about me is Jesus. If you took Jesus out of me, I'd be raising some sand somewhere tonight.
Yep.
Maybe not tonight, but I would last night if you took Jesus out of me. I had parents that taught me right. You say, I'm better than that, are you? I'll tell you what Billy Mitchell said. He said, if the grace of God wasn't on us, you'd be stealing cows or cars by midnight.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
That's right, isn't it? You ain't no good without Him. I'm no good without Him. I'm telling you, if he didn't keep me, I never would be kept. These people that believe you keep yourself, well, how dumb's that? You didn't save yourself, how can you keep yourself? Thank God, I'm kept by the power of God. Amen. It's God that keeps me. Thank God, friend, it ain't because God's going to take me out of the family because I sinned. Amen. He'll judge me and chastise me. But brother, He ain't in the business of saving and losing and saving and losing. Amen. Here we got a little old boy tonight. Oh, yeah, there is a lad here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He probably more. He probably can feed more that little lunch he's got to get in the hands of Jesus. There's a lad here. the lad here. And Jesus said, yeah, be converted like that little child. Yeah. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. That's what it says, don't it? See, baptism now, I don't know if you know this, but the church, according to Jesus, has the authority to baptize. He give the church, Brother Danny, not the pastor, even though you agree with this, what I'm preaching, that God gave the church, it's a church ordinance. And the church has agreed under the authority of Christ, who is the head of the church, to agree that this young boy tonight, because of his testimony of salvation, we've agreed in unison that he shall be baptized into the church. So we have that authority. It is a church ordinance. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
And so by water baptism, under the profession of faith, then he's going to be baptized into the church. That's what the book teaches. It didn't take Paul long to get baptized. The eunuch said, "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" I guess it was pretty important. I like what that brother said. I read his stuff, and I told I like it. He said, "I don't believe there was any unbaptized believers in them days." They said they all was baptized. That's right, isn't it? It identifies you. It don't save you, but it identifies you. Baptism identifies you. You say, "Preacher, will a man go to hell if he don't get baptized?" No. But praise God, he ought to go first class.
Yeah.
He ought to go with the church. He ought to go with the Word. That ain't hard to understand. Jesus was baptized by John. John was a baptizer. Amen. I was wondering, you ever been saved? Have you been baptized after you were saved? Join the church through water baptism. Now, somebody's already been saved and baptized and they won't join this church, then all they have to do is to give their testimony before the church. If they've had a scriptural baptism after salvation, join the church. Amen. That's right. Isn't that right? That's the book. I mean, I don't know what's holding us up. It's just the truth. Ain't no superstition to it. Amen. Praise God. I'm not a superstitious person. That one fellow said, "Well, I'm looking for the perfect church." I said, "Well, if you join it, you'll mess it up."
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Amen. You ever thought about how people, and I'm getting off course here, but I'm going to go and we're going to have the baptism. You ever thought about this, how people in a church look at other people and say, "I wonder why they do that." Have you ever heard anybody say, "I wonder why I do that"? It's always, "What? Wonder why they do that." It's not, "I wonder why I do that."
Yeah.
Judge not, lest you be judged. With the same measure you judge somebody, you'll be judged. I can testify that in my life. I fight with myself about being judgmental. I'm a judgmental person sometimes. It don't take me 2 minutes and I've done cut 2 or 3 trees down judging people. You know what God said? He said, "Son, I've tried to keep your tongue, but you need to watch it. Because what you say, I'm going to judge you." Amen. So you know how the church loves one another, forbearing. Forbearing one another in love.
Yeah.
You know why I forbear? Because I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. Amen.
Yeah. I love you.
I do you too. You're a blessing to me. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. 92 years old. Bless the Lord. Still sitting right here hurting in his back and hip and praying for people and calling people and loving people. That's right. Amen. I thought this morning, you know, I was thinking, you know, the Holy Ghost just moved that way, you know, and it's been like that for about three or four, you know, three out of six Sundays or something like that. You know, God just moved in. I didn't ever preach. And you know what I thought? I thought, this is His church. He can do what He wants to with it. But I thought about this. If anybody thought, well, I wonder why the preacher didn't preach. I want to ask you a question. Would you want what was around here this morning if you was going through the desert? I'd want it tonight. I mean, I'll take that song you sung tonight and drink from it. Amen. That's right. I might be going to a desert time tomorrow. Amen. I mean, I need that. You know, God's the only one that knows what you need. Amen. God's the only one that knows what individuals need in the church. Amen. That's how He unifies it together and ties it together, works all these things out according to His will. Amen. Everybody's on the same plane. We ain't like these people that put... I'm glad I like this pulpit. I like this one step down deal. I preached at some as four or five steps high. Well, I thought then, I said, unto God, I'm going to break my neck. I just go down there and stay.
Yes,
sir. That's right.
Amen.
That's right. I don't like to think I'm above the people. I don't think Jesus preached like that. He sat down a lot of times when He preached the Word of God. He even sat in the ship one time while they was on the sea, on the land, while He was in the sea. Amen. He'd just stand amongst them, and I believe He just stood amongst them, Brother Tim, and said, and the sower went forth to sow. You say, preacher, you think he ever got fired up? Yeah. I think he did. He was zealous. I don't know. I mean, I think Paul was a fireball. It didn't take much to fire him up. He lived so much in the light, every bit of darkness stirred him up. Amen. It's according to how much light you're living in, what stir you up. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. I mean, you look at all these men, I think Peter probably was too, you know. John the Baptist, I surely think he was a fireball, son. He had the spirit of Elijah. Amen. Them men had fire in them, son. That's right. But you know what? It all works together for good inside a local assembly. When you got a pastor, you got teachers, you got preachers, you got, thank God, whatever the church needs. Amen. I believe this. Now, I don't want to offend nobody tonight, and I don't want you to go out of here and think I'm an apostle. I'm not saying that, but I believe that in the definition of them words, He's a sent one. I'm not a prophet to foretell the future, but I'm foretelling a truth. The evangelist is somebody that evangelizes the good news of the gospel and goes to churches. In fact, that's the same word Brother Joe knows, that we get the word, you know, I mean, we look at the missionary in that classification. Pastors and teachers. What for? The perfecting of the saints, work of the ministry, edifying of the body. It's all together. Amen. I'm going to say this and I'm finished tonight. And finally, brethren, he said, He wants you to participate. He wants you to participate in the meeting and in His work. He wants you to participate in worship here and work outside. Amen. That's right. He don't have no dead... If he had dead limbs on his tree, son, he had said he'd cut them off.
Right.
There's something going to be blooming on His people. Amen. And they don't have to wear a certain amount... They don't have to put a veil on. They got to put Jesus on. Amen. Well, we're going to baptize a young man tonight. You ready? Amen.